Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jules.
It's Duchess and Jules, Inside Matters, hosted by Duchess and Jules. Don't you just love Tarni and the way he speaks? I mean, I love our intro. Oh, Jules, I love that intro. It makes me bounce around in the seat when I hear it. How you doing out there?
I am doing fantabulous. I love the way the weather is just up and down, up and down, up and down, especially in North Carolina. How are you doing in Virginia?
Honey, I don't like that weather up and down and up and down. You forget I got to work in a sub-zero degrees warehouse with about 7 layers of clothes when it's cold outside. I mean, my fingers are like all bent up and crunched up. But I love my drivers. I love going to work. And as long as the snow does not fall, I am happy. It can go ahead and be cold. No snow. I'll get to work. You know?
Wow.
So,
okay.
Did you hear about that stuff in Georgia? Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
Did you hear about Georgia?
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have. I had the TV off, and I was just chilling. Then you called me up and said, turn on the news. I said, okay. Yes.
Oh, I felt so sorry for them. That was 2 inches of snow. Yeah, up here we get 6-7 inches of snow, and people still walking around, driving around in it, you know. But I stay home because there be some crazy people out there driving in 6 inches. One time I went out there, we had a blizzard, and, girl, I'm driving down the street, and there is a car in the middle of the main street, sideways across the road. I had to slowly chug around the car. You know, I mean, these people don't know how to drive in snow, so I stay home. I learned how to drive in Utah. It snowed every day there in wintertime, so that's where I got my first driver's license, in Utah.
Well, I want to tell you something. Not everyone everywhere has four-wheel drive. I was talking to my cousin, and she was out in the snow, and she was like, oh, my goodness, that person in that SUV was slipping and sliding. Don't these four-wheel drive people? I said to my cousin, not everybody wants to pay that extra money for four-wheel drive. So if you see SUVs, stay clear from them, too, because they will slip and slide also.
Well, I drive a Subaru Outback, and even though she has all-wheel drive, I'm still not going out there because somebody will slide into me. I'm staying home. The only thing I need my all-wheel drive for is to get me out of my parking space. See, nobody steals my parking spaces around here. So, you see, my all-wheel drive climbs over the snow. Anybody else get in my parking space, they won't get stuck in the snow. So I just climb over the snow and climb back on the snow to get back into my parking space. So,
I hear you.
I hear we having a Super Bowl Sunday, huh?
Yes.
Super Bowl
most
Sunday.
Of all, yes, it is. Most of our listeners might be watching the Super Bowl. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock. No. Sorry, 6:30. So everybody's getting ready and getting their meals done and, you know, big Super Bowl parties here and there. Have you ever been to a Super Bowl party?
Oh, no. I mean, I went, it would be so I could eat. I mean, I don't know what those guys are doing on that screen, bumping and banging and beating up on each other. I don't understand it at all, okay? Now, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl today only because my baby is doing halftime. Did you hear? My baby.
No,
today
that?
I don't
that?
Feel like doing anything. I'm just going to lay in my bed. I know he's not going to sing that song, but my baby, Bruno Mars, is doing halftime. Okay, and I like the commercials.
You keep him singing it, okay, sweetie? I know you was knowing the words, but, you know, let him sing what he need to sing because you are not getting it.
Well, for some reason, I don't see him as a halftime singing artist on Super Bowl. You know, when they, you know, do these other ones, I can see them doing an extravagant show for Super Bowl, but I can't see Bruno Mars. You know, I'm sorry, Bruno. I just got to see, and I hope you don't mess up. I hope you don't mess it up. It better be good, because I really am I'm counting on him, because he's cute. He's a cutie pie.
Aww, okay. I want to say to our listeners out there also that yesterday was the first day of Black History Month. So, yes, Black History Month, and I was watching the parade in Durham, North Carolina. So if there's a parade anywhere else, let me know. I might be there. Woo-hoo! Black History Month. All
I heard
yesterday.
You're supposed to be on the Steve Harvey morning show tomorrow.
Oh, yes, Steve Harvey. The car drove by, and I'm, like, waving with the little girl I babysit, my cousin, and she had her little girl. We waving, and then he reached up and took a picture. I said, oh, my goodness. So, yes, Monday,
did, huh?
Steve Harvey,
that's
yes.
Cute. That's cute. Well, we're going to talk about meditation today, and then we're going to do a meditation online. And then after we do the meditation online, we are going to pull the animal card. I know everyone out there that's listening. If you are listening, you want to get the Super Bowl. I know Jules does. So we're going to go ahead and start the show. I'm having a good day. And we can't forget to say Happy Black History Month to everybody out there. This is Black History Month. This is Duchess's birthday month. This is Duchess's mother's birthday month. This is Duchess's brother's birthday month. We got a whole lot of February people in the house, okay? So let's do this meditation. They tell me that meditation to the mind is like exercise to the body, you know? That's how you work your mind when you meditate. And it promotes mindfulness. Mindfulness is basically paying attention on purpose. So a lot of times when you are a meditator, you begin to pick up things. You begin to pick up things that you wouldn't ordinarily pick up on if you were just, you know, just doing your everyday everyday stuff, so to speak. The benefits of meditation. They say there are a lot of benefits, and a lot of people don't know about these benefits. Like, most people just look at meditation as being good for stress-related stuff. You know, that they say that belly fat stuff that we have in the front of us, a lot of us, that's from stress. And they call that stuff around the middle section of the body. They say when you meditate, you begin to release some of that stress. You calm down. Things don't stimulate you into a negative way as much as when you don't meditate. It's good for insomnia. It relaxes you. A lot of people don't know it's good for PMS. So you got some cramps. If you meditate on a regular basis, that will alleviate some of that painful time of the month. Asthma. Mm-hmm. Now, you know meditation can be good for asthma because meditation is calming. And asthma, it comes from being excited and being overstimulated. It keeps us from falling back into depression. Emotional distress, anxiety, and panic attacks. It works to soothe the immune system and control blood sugar for type 2 diabetics. Of course, we also got to understand that it assists with bringing down and lowering the blood pressure. And detachment from reactions that upset us normally. When we meditate, we begin to have an understanding of self, and we begin to bring about a well-being, a soothing. It's more like they say, meditation to the mind It's like exercise to the body. It's like you soothe it. You're exercising, and you just bring yourself, bring your blood pressure and everything down. Now, Jules, there are different types of meditation.
Right.
And they will tell you, people want to know, well, what's the best meditation for me? Well, the best meditation for you is the one that works for you. So of the different types of meditation, there may be one in particular that you enjoy doing more than any of the others. I know that there is one that I enjoy. A lot of people like the meditation, the guided meditations. I don't like hearing stories in my mind while I've got my eyes closed. I don't like walking through the park and seeing the sky, and I don't like guided meditations such as that. So let's talk about guided visualization, my not favorite one. In guided visualization, you will imagine a special place, okay, a desire to produce a specific result. Like you imagine a special place, let's say you want to release anger. You have a particular anger against a particular person, and so what you do is you close your eyes and you imagine yourself being guided along with the anger in a bottle, so to speak, and you watch yourself walk along the beach. I don't know why I always have these beach scenes in my mind. And as you're walking along the beach, you are seeing your footprints in the sand, and as you turn around, you see your footprints, and then you begin to dump the anger and let it filter out of the bottle as droplets in the sand as you're walking away from the anger. Now, you know, everybody, that was Duchess's description of a guided meditation. You definitely don't want me guiding you through your meditation. This is just a raw example coming out of Duchess's brain on the spur of the moment here. You may want to have a guided meditation where you want to meet your higher self. I used to do that with my girls in Job Corps. I used to have them close their eyes and tell them to look up at the sky in their mind, and in the darkness of the sky, pick a star that's twinkling for them. And as the star is twinkling, when they pick out that star, imagine that star is beckoning to you, and that's your higher self, and you meet your higher self and, you know, embrace your higher self, that kind of thing. Once again, this is Duchess's form of guided meditation. Because a guided meditation and guiding you can take at least 15, 20 minutes, the story, as you're unfolding into this meditative state and walking through it and experiencing it. You may want to do a guided meditation where you meet your inner child. Maybe you have an inner child that has had a painful experience, and you as the adult self want to see this inner child who has been subjected to some type of pain. You want to see your adult self embrace this inner child and tell this inner child that everything is fine now, everything will work now, because you as the adult for this inner child can become the parent for your own inner child. So doing this with the picture of a calming scene, doing these things on a regular basis can cause you to have different effects, or the effects that you desire. Okay, Jules, we have mindful meditation. Are you there? Did you go to sleep on me? Are you meditating already?
Girl, I am listening to you. I do like guided meditation in some factors when I can't get really relaxed. That is something that I like to do. And that whole inner child thing, that is something that I am always trying to calm down, because my inner child is always rambunctious, and I have to put her down and just calm her down, and we are going to lay here and we're going to meditate. So, because I have always have stuff in my mind. So I'm listening to you,
right.
And I know that our listeners are out there listening to you, and we still have some listeners out there not going to watch TV at 6:30. So we would like our listeners to call us, you know, and when we before we go into meditation, tell us what meditation you're going to do. And our number is 347-324-3030, because, you know, Duchess, when she talks, she's going to have a lot of information. And press number one before we go into meditation so you can talk to her. Thank you. Go ahead, Duchess.
Right, because once we go into online meditation, we won't be accepting any calls until after meditation time is over. And I think you're going to enjoy it because, once again, you're going to do heart and soul meditation with David G. from the Chopra Center. He is really cool, really smooth. I met him once before, and just the way he sounds on the air, that's the way he sounds in person. Okay, then there's mindfulness. Mindfulness meditation can be practiced throughout the day, moment to moment. There's a flow of awareness. You are mindful of your physical emotions, mindful of your physical activity, mindful thoughts as they come and go. You are grounded in the here and now, in your surroundings. Okay? Mindfulness awakens you to the present moment. So if I'm being mindful and I want to be meditative state, I would sit here and purposefully focus on the container of water sitting on my desk, the blue top, and just get into that blue top that's on the container, the bottle of lotion. Wow. Look at the red swing line stapler. I mean, when you're mindful, because you can walk into a room and there's a million things in that room and you're not even mindful of them. You just sit down in the chair. I mean, they're just there. But when you purposefully look at every single thing, then you are being mindful of that which is in your presence. You know, looking out the window, the sky, the forms that the clouds are making, and that's another form of meditation we'll get into, and that's called sky gazing. That's one that I really, really, I enjoyed that one too. Okay, then there's the transcendental, or TM. You go deep, peaceful relaxation of your body while maintaining alertness and clarity. Transcendental meditation, you stay focused on a word, on image. Sometimes you may have a candle sitting there and it's flickering, and you just sit there and you watch this one candle flicker, maybe in the darkness, and you stay focused, or you stay focused on a religious or cultural symbol. You know, you may want to focus on a cross. You may want to focus on the star and crescent. You may want to focus on Buddha, a statue of Buddha in front of you. But that's what you do. You just focus on a symbol. It could be on a piece of paper. It could be in front of you, a statue. And this is replayed over and over again as the body descends into a deeper and deeper state of restfulness. So once you are in, how do you say, you enmeshed in what you are focusing on, you begin to not even feel the physical you. It's just a mind in that, and you're relaxed and you're peaceful. Then there are some people who love to have a mantra. I had the blessing to go to one of Deepak Chopra's primordial sound meditation workshop. And it was a 3-day workshop. And I mean, when they say meditate, we meditate. And when that's one form of a mantra. Primordial sound workshop is where they give you your own personal mantra. some of us who are into astrology, you get your birthday and the time you were born, and you give the country or state that you were born in, and you know your whole astrological chart. Primordial sound meditation, you give them all of this information about yourself, your birthday, the exact time you were born, where you were born, and what they do is they have a system by which they can establish the exact vibrational sound that the earth was making at the time of your birth. Fascinating.
Wow. Oh, that's
and
cool.
That becomes your mantra. They give you your mantra.
Wow.
So I have my mantra. Walk around with it in my wallet. Okay? Mm-hmm. Primordial sound. The word or phrase that is chanted, it's done mentally or aloud. And it usually starts, you know, it could be om. And when it's done aloud, it is said to create powerful vibrations. Your mantra assists the mind to become sharper, the senses more accurate. All clutter begins to clear from the mind as you do your mantra. And some people just do the mantra of om, om, you know. So that's your mantra, mantra meditation. There's chakra meditation. Remember when we talked about the chakras, June? We talked about the seven chakras. We talk about the, you have the base chakra that's at the base of the root chakra, the base of the spine. Then you have the sacral that's just below the belly button. You have the solar plexus chakra. That's the upper abdomen. You have the heart chakra. You have the that's at the chest. You have the throat chakra, and you have the crown chakra. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I missed one. The
yes,
throat, the third eye chakra. And then you have
that
your crown chakra.
Wonderful.
I was doing it on my body as I was going, and I went straight from my throat to my crown. I was like, oops, I missed one. So
right.
You have your throat chakra, and then you have your third eye chakra that's between your eyes, and you have your crown chakra at the top of the head.
The chakras are, you know, like Duchess said, but when the baby comes out, the crown chakra is that soft spot in the baby's head, and then sometimes you can even see the third eye chakra. It's either red on a lighter color baby, Caucasian, or it's brownish. If you look really closely, some people's third eye chakra is still open, and it's just amazing because we are all psychic in some way. And when you see that third eye, it's still open, and that just seems like some people are more psychic than the other. And it's just like really, really amazing. So go ahead.
It's really fun when you walk around
yes.
looking at the vibrations coming, emitting from people, especially because you're aware. You remember when we did Cryon a couple of Sundays ago? We did Cryon, and he talked about I think it was the fifth door, the door of self-awareness, and how
mm-hmm.
that door is closed in a lot of us, but then sometimes we open up that door and we become aware of the things around us. And that is so cool when you can pick up on the energy from other people. It's fascinating, you know? Like, you can see these things if you're aware of what to look for or what you're looking at when you, you know, when it pops up in front of you.
Right.
Meditation helps you do that also. Meditation helps you do that. So when you're doing a chakra meditation, you focus on one or more of the chakra points along the spinal cord. I remember when we did the primordial sound meditation, we did chakra tuning at that workshop also. And Deepak Chopra would say that we would be at the root chakra, and to tune that chakra, we would drop, we would imagine a pool. Here we go, guided meditation, a pool of water, and as we drop the petal, a pebble into that base root chakra, we saw the nice little ripple effect, and that's how we were tuning, doing chakra tuning. So that, mm-hmm. that's a cool exercise, too. And these seven energy points, they have their own unique characteristics as well. And they each represent various levels of consciousness and development. So when you get into chakra tuning, maybe we should do a show on the chakras again, Jules. You know, that's been a while. As a matter of fact, I don't think we've done a show on chakras and auras since we changed over to another station. I have to check and see. But I think
okay.
we need to regroup that so we can talk to people who want to know more about their auras and their chakras. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take my granddaughter to have her aura picture done for her birthday, her unbirthday. I'm doing a merry unbirthday for her this next Sunday. And
explain,
I'm going to surprise
explain.
Her with that. Explain the Mary unbirthday?
Yes.
An unbirthday. I got that from that idea from Alice in Wonderland and the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. When Alice happened on them in the woods, the rabbit and the Mad Hatter were having a Mary unbirthday. And we all have one birthday every year. But the other 364 days of the year are unbirthdays. So since her birthday was on the 10th of January and I didn't have an opportunity to celebrate it with her, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take her out this coming weekend and we're going to have an unbirthday party. And I'm going to do some things for her unbirthday. And she's just grinning from ear because I told her we're going to have a merry unbirthday. So she's looking forward to it, you know.
That's
a Mary unbirthday.
Okay.
I'm a cool grandma, don't you?
Yes.
I am such a cool grandma. Okay. Then you have walking meditation. That's paying attention to the body, every step. I used to do that when I lived in South Carolina. I go for walks, and I mean, I was so much thinner then. I would just go for walks. And I would just focus my mind on my body, focus my mind on my environment. I look up at the trees. I see all the nests from the birds. I would count the branches on trees. I would feel my legs with my mind, feel my feet, hear the crunching of the leaves under my feet. I mean, it was just great. And that's walking meditation. You're just focused on your environment, and you're paying attention to your body, and you're listening to your breathing. So this is a meditation that you will definitely do with your eyes open because you'll be walking. You hear the sound. I remember when I lived in Utah, I would walk to the bus stop, and I would hear the morning sounds, people slamming doors, keys jingling. I'd hear wind chimes, and, you know, and at that, I didn't know I was doing walking meditation, but it was just so nice. Then there's sky gazing. I had an opportunity to do that with a friend. Every morning at about sunrise, I raised my blind, and I would sit in a chair and look out the window and gaze at the sky. Now, I couldn't go outside because people would really think I was crazy because I live in an apartment complex. But I would sit there and I would gaze out at the sky for about 15, 20 minutes. Just gaze and watch the formations of the clouds. And it was uncanny because every morning it was as though I saw the same scene. There was this crow that flew almost directly into my window but soared upward just before he crashed into my window. It was sort of one of those scenes from Groundhog Day, that movie where the guy woke up and the same thing was happening over and over and over again, and it made me kind of feel like, you know, the same stuff happens out there every day. I'm the one that changes it by doing something different. It was really uncanny. But you can have your own experience with sky gazing. Then there's breath watching. Breathe through your nose and out your mouth. If your mind wanders, let it. Focus back on your breath. People think that when they sit down, they cannot meditate because their mind goes all over the place. Well, we are thinking individuals. We were created to think. So we will think. All we have to do is say to our mind, I want to focus on my breath, and just focus on your breath. And then when you start thinking about the cars that you hear outside the window, you say, oh, I'm thinking about the cars. Then you come back to your breath. After a while, your body will say, one day, when you sit down and you go to breathe, your body will collapse into meditation mode because it will begin to say, oh, it's time to meditate. It's time to do that breathing stuff. And your body automatically falls right in line with what it is you want to do. So a lot of times people feel, oh, I can't meditate because I'm always thinking. Well, go ahead and think. You're supposed to think. After a while, just sit there. After a while, your mind will get the message. It'll know, shut up. I want to go in. I want to hear. I want to hear what my Creator wants me to hear in the deep silence of the void. I like the way Deepak Chopra calls it. You want to go into the void. You want to go into the pure silence where there's nothing but pure potentiality. He calls stepping into the gap. And so we have these turbulent thoughts. So when you're meditating, there are three basic things that may occur while you're doing meditation. Do you know what they are, Jules? Can you tell me at least one thing that you do when you're meditating that'll happen when you're meditating? What'll happen? Can't guess?
Sometimes you fall asleep.
Absolutely. Jules, that's the major thing most people do. They'll fall asleep. You know? Now when you're doing the guided meditation, my girls at a job corps, some of them would fall asleep. Okay? And that's cool. Because then when they are sleeping, they're on their desk with their heads on their desk, I know that my sound of my voice has their undivided attention. Don't you know that they are hearing those words in their sleep? But it's okay. It probably just means you're tired. Your body says, oh, this is a good opportunity for me to take a rest. So go ahead and go to sleep. Eventually, what is, you will have gone to sleep, but not even, let me see, how can I put that? Number one, you go to sleep. The second thing that you may do is you have all of those random thoughts going on in your brain. And so you have to bring your mind back to the breath or bring it back to what's being said in the guided meditation. So you have all these turbulent thoughts. But the most beautiful thing about meditation is when your mind begins to move with this thing, you slip into what is called the gap. There is the space between the thought and no thought, the gap. And what will happen is you can set your I like using the vibration tone on my cell phone. I'll set it for my phone to vibrate in 30 minutes. Now, when you do that, just sit there and do the nothing for 30 minutes. See, people get all antsy and pantsy, and they want to get up, and they, you know, I'm just wasting time. Just sit there. And if you can't do it for 30 minutes, start out with 5. Start out with 10. Start, next thing you know, you move to 15. Then you ease into 20 and 30 minutes. Now, if you can do 30 minutes twice a day or even once a day, oh, you are really good. And the beautiful part about it is you set your phone on vibrate and you will sit there. You will close your eyes. Your body will go into the breathing thingy and you will all of a sudden hear your phone go and it'll blow your mind. You didn't even know 30 minutes had passed. It is so cool. I'm able to do heart and soul meditation because I really love this meditation. If it's 4 o'clock and I got to leave for work at 4:45 and I've been running around all day long doing this, doing that, and I'm exhausted. Now I got to go to work. I will do heart and soul meditation, you know, and when it's over, I'm like, okay, I'm good to go because I have recharged and re-energized my mind and my whole body, and I'm good to go. So that's the different types of meditation. And if there anyone has any questions, Jules,
I have something to say. I do have something to say, Duchess. Duchess said, when you go into meditation and you fall asleep and you can hear her voice, you can trust the voice that, you know, Duchess is going to speak to you, and she's going to be very, very professional. You know, just like you're going to hear in the meditation, you're going to lay and you're going to hear the meditation. Make sure that when you're meditating and you have a spoken voice or something spoken that you can trust, because a lot of people out there, they go to sleep with the TV on. And that is the worst thing that a sleeping person could ever do, because you are feeding a lot of negativity into your brain and not even knowing it. You know, a lot of people go to sleep with the TV on and Snapped comes on. And if anybody's ever watched that, that's people who got, you know, their minds snapped and murder and guns and this and that happens. Do you not know all that is being fed into your mind as you sleep? And then you wonder when you wake up why you didn't get the rest that you thought that you should have had.
Right.
And you're restless and you're antsy and you got pains in your neck and in your back and you're just not feeling good, you know, because you watched things that you're not supposed to watch in your sleep. So you got to really, really be careful, because this is very dangerous if you can meditate and you're not doing it properly.
The other thing that people must be aware of, and it's very, very important, Jules, those people who put their children to bed and they put the children to bed with a TV on, a movie on, that's not good. Because those children, they are not going to sleep with a clear, clean conscience. You're filling their minds while they're sleeping with whatever is playing in the room with them. And that TV flickering, that's not good either. The eyes, the light from the television, that's not good for them. Especially if you have a child that's been diagnosed as ADDHD. That is like something that should not be going on around them. That is something that when they go to bed, they should be able to go to bed and rest. Now, I know that you feel that you want to occupy the child's mind while they're in the room, to keep them in the room, but that's not a good thing. They need to learn how to go to sleep without having all of that drama and all of that activity on in the room with them. The room is for sleeping. And if you have to send one child to bed at a time, stagger their hours, especially if they have various, you know, different ages. The oldest one can go to bed, or maybe the youngest one can go to bed last, because that one don't have to go to school, you know, the baby. But, you know, I mean, we're not trying to tell you how to raise your children. But we know from experience that all of that drama in the room with them watching TV and stuff while they're trying to go to sleep, that's not a good thing. It's not healthy.
Right.
Okay.
Now, good stuff, good stuff. Woohoo!
You ready to meditate?
I am so ready to meditate.
Okay. I want everyone to get comfortable. I want you to take a couple of deep breaths, and I'm going to start the meditation in a couple of minutes. Okay? Let me let people have an opportunity to run to the bathroom and come back. Because once we start, we just want you to sit and relax and try this out. Okay, Jewel, here we go.
There is a center in the body where love and spirit are joined, and that center is the heart. It is your heart that aches or fills with love, that feels compassion and trust, that seems empty or overflowing. Within the heart is a subtler center that experiences spirit, but you can't feel spirit as an emotion or physical sensation. Spirit lies beneath the layers of sensations, and to experience it, you must go to the heart and meditate upon it until everything that obscures spirit is cleansed. In the words of the mystical poet William Blake, you are cleansing the doors of perception. In this meditation, we will listen to the messages our heart is sending us. We will begin to clear away whatever is blocking our heart so that we can experience the pure, shining spirit that is our true nature. Let's begin. Sit comfortably and close your eyes. For just this moment, you can let go of all your thoughts in the outside world. Focus your attention on your spiritual heart center in the middle of your chest. Be aware of your heart as a space. The heart center is a point of awareness where feelings enter. In its essence, the heart is pure emptiness, pervaded by peace and a subtle light. This light may appear as white, gold, pale pink, or blue, but don't strain to find light of any kind. All you need to feel is whatever is there. Resting your attention easily on your heart center, breathe gently and sense your breath flowing into your heart. You may want to visualize a soft pastel light or coolness pervading the chest. Let your breath go in and out. And as it does, ask your heart what it needs to say. Don't phrase this as an order. Just have the faint intention that what you want your heart to express is flowing out. For the next 5 or 10 minutes, sit and listen. Your heart will begin to release emotions, memories, wishes, fears, and dreams long stored inside. As it does, you will find yourself paying attention. You may have a flash of strong emotion, positive or negative, or a forgotten memory. Your breathing may change. You may gasp, sigh, or feel tears come into your eyes. Let the experience be what it is. If you daydream or drift off into sleep, don't worry. Just bring your attention back to your heart center. Whether it speaks to you in sadness or fear, delight or pleasure, its message is exactly what you need. If voices of anger, worry, or doubt start to arise, allow them to speak, and then let them go, easily and comfortably. You are learning to be with your heart in order to heed its spiritual meaning. This is meditation. You are letting repressed material come up to be released. This is purification. You are listening to your heart without judgment. This is attention. Thank you. As you practice this meditation, spending a few minutes each day to connect to your heart center, you will begin to get glimpses of your heart as it really is. Silence. Peace. A warm glow. Or subtle light. Even if these glimpses are fleeting, you will find that your life outside of meditation is starting to change. At unexpected moments, you will feel a wave of joy and well-being sweep over you. You will begin to walk with more buoyancy in your step. These are signs that the constriction most people hold around their heart center is releasing its grip, letting go of the fear and tightness that keep spirit from entering. In truth, spirit doesn't enter since it is always there, but making contact with it is like being penetrated with light and insight. This is the flow of love. Thank you for joining us in heart and spirit for this meditation moment. If you would like to deepen your meditation practice and learn the powerful technique of primordial sound meditation, please visit chopra.com or call 888-736-6895. Namaste.
I am here.
Is anyone out there? That was great.
Goodness. Yes, it was. I noticed that we had some listeners on the computer, and they stayed through the meditation with us and listened. And I see we have a caller that stayed through the meditation with us, and that was beautiful. That was really, really beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
And it looks like we're going to be able to do a little animal medicine card and give a blurb about next show. And I want to share something, energy forecast. I saw today Lena Stevens. She's an internationally known teacher and shaman practitioner, and she does monthly energy forecasts. And I want to share what her forecast is for the coming week. She has she says that this is a happy Chinese New Year. It started on the 1st of February. And the year of the wood horse. And with this time frame marks a great change from the quality of the holding pattern some of us have been in. She says we should look for breakage, breakthroughs, release, some difficult, some easy, all positive change. And a real shift in how you feel physically on the planet at this time. Remember, we are under the influence this year of the role of the warrior. Embody the warrior as you step into the movement, the action, and the potential of this month. And I believe every warrior needs to take with them that calming effect that the practice of meditation can give you. I think it's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful time for us to be in tune with our higher self. And what better way to tap into that vibration? So, Jewel Flows, you ready for an animal card?
I so am. I am ready. I would like everyone to close their eyes, and now that you have freshly meditated, I would like you to put that vibration into the animal card that Duchess is about to pull. We have a cleansed inside, and our chakras are now alert. Okay. that just go ahead and pull that animal card.
Oh, my goodness, I got this cute little card. Okay, everyone, we got Mouse today. Mouse, you believe that? Mouse has energy, and that energy of Mouse is scrutiny. It says the Mouse, if this is your card that you pulled, its medicine is telling you to scrutinize. Look at yourself and others carefully. Maybe that big hunk of cheese is sitting on a trigger that will spring a deadly trap. Maybe the cat is in the pantry waiting for you. Maybe someone to whom you have delegated authority, such as a doctor, a lawyer, or even a plumber, is not doing the job faithfully. The message is to see what is right before your eyes and to take action accordingly. Scrutiny. That's Mouse, everyone. Scrutiny. And if I can see the world through your tiny eyes, maybe then I would know how to scrutinize. Every detail carries weight, and true to its purpose, has its perfect puzzle place to stop the three-ring circus. Okay? That's your Mouse.
Wow. Okay.
Our next show will be the 16th. The 16th of February, the day before my birthday. So maybe we can have an online birthday party for me, Jules. You know?
Okay.
I won't tell anybody how old I'm going to be, but the
16th. Detail, because you
my
don't look it.
Okay, I'm not going to tell.
You are beautiful.
Thank you, hon. My birthday is that Monday, the day after the show. And I think a nice show for us to have will be Living Life on Life's Terms. A lot of us try to make things happen. And when we make things happen, we mess it up worse than it would have been if we had just allowed it to unfold at its own pace, in its own way. You know that old saying, let go and let God? Okay. Well, we're going to talk about living life on life's terms. That should be the title of the next show in 2 weeks. And with that, I guess we better let everybody go and get their plates and everything so they can watch kickoff. I think we did real well, Jules, by letting the show end in time for kickoff.
Okay. I love you out there, listeners, and thank you for listening with Duchess and Jules on Inside Matters Talk. Please, please be safe, and please listen to us not next Sunday, on the 16th. Please listen in to us on the 16th, and call in. This is not about us. It's about y'all. Thank you.
Jules, go on and listen to your game. Looking at you. I can see you drooling for some Vittles and wanting to turn
whatever
on that TV.
I will
close out
Seahawks
the show.
Seahawks against the Broncos. Seahawks against the Broncos.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm not even telling, because every time I say it,
okay,
they're like,
please.
Ew. So.
Well, don't say it over the air. We might lose some listeners, so just be quiet.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. See you later, Jules. I want to do our disclaimer before I go off air.
Okay.
In closing, I would like to say the information Jules and I share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any mental or physical health condition or treatment. I want you all to stay blessed. Know that Jules and I, we love you, and we love being with you every other Sunday on Inside Matters. And with that, I say, stay blessed, live large, and be peaceful. Love you.
Me too.
Thank you. Thank you.